Hey, what's up? This is Matt.
And this is Jack.
You're listening to The Positive Energy Show with Ainsley.
Stay positive.
Stay energized.
On Alive 90.5.
And the time has gone. 16 minutes to 10. We've got the amazing Luca with us here.
On, hey there, how are you?
Good morning, Luca. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. We've got Special K as well with us in the studio. And we've got Faria. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Luca.
Good morning, Luca.
Awesome.
Morning, good morning.
Good. So, Luca, we're really excited. We've got a bit of a, we've been looking, listening to your song. We love the energy. We love all the hype that your song brings and just the lyrics and everything. So, we're going to ask you a few questions, if you don't mind, for the listeners out there. A bit about what inspired you to write this music and the song?
Yeah, well, pretty much, I don't know, it was around like the start of the year, my dad was fixing up his car and I looked up like the model of the car, right? And this car is from a movie called Mad Max and it's sort of how I got like the inspiration for it. So I decided to symbolize my dad's car as like a vessel to get away from my problems, if that makes any sense.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's sort of how I got the idea for it, yeah. And since, you know, Mad Max, like the original movie was kind of set in Melbourne, I wanted to like really make it like down to earth and everything. So I feel like I accomplished that, but that's sort of where I got the inspiration from.
Are you in Melbourne at the moment?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, first of all, my condolences. I know you guys have been in lockdown for like the longest in the world.
Yeah. It's all right, though. We got out yesterday. It was really nice.
Oh, that's exciting. So freedom.
Yeah, it's Freedom Day for you. Good. Well, the car looks amazing. What model of car is that on the on your track?
So it's a Ford XB. Coupe from 1972.
Great.
So wow. It's a pretty old car. Well, at least for me, because I'm only 18. But you know, I don't know. To some, I don't know.
Definitely. Now, look, I'm going to give the listeners a bit. I'm looking at the bio that I was provided, and they talk about the future that you have, you know, and the hip-hop, you know, the lyric, the up-tempo, the beat, you know, the rock influence that you also have in your vocals and that you're wildly imaginative. They talk about you being split into two parts, you know, your song being split in of the track where you're overcoming feelings for someone who can't be rescued from their own darkness, calling on the metaphor of leaving someone at the lights and advocating Luca as moving on from the situation. So it's really this journey that you've gone on. It's interesting. Do you want to share just that personal connection to that?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Do you want to share that personal connection that you've had when writing the vocals for the song?
Oh, well, the original, like, the way that I came up with the lyrics, I was talking to, I did like a vet course, and vet is like, it's sort of like a tertiary course through school, and it was a music sort of course, and I met my studio engineer who, me and him sort of came up with the lyrics together more so, and I used to travel like 2 hours up to the city and then back because I live way far out, but that's who I sort of came up with the lyrics with. I made the beat at home, but it was really like emotional putting out like my first track ever, you know, like putting like out raw emotions into the world, knowing like not knowing how they're going to be receptive by other people. So yeah, that's sort of my connection with it.
Oh, great.
That's beautiful. And now that you said that you have a bit of freedom now in Melbourne, I just wanted to ask, is there any plans for having live shows in the future? Or in
best believe.
Yeah.
I'm planning to put out an album in the next like 6 months or so. I'm just in the process of doing it because I'm finishing up with exams right now since I'm in like year 12.
But my goodness, I didn't realize you're that young. Oh my
goodness.
I thought
you were actually uni or something.
Oh, no, I'm year 12 at the moment.
Your friends must go crazy for your music.
There's a bit of controversy at school, but I mean, I'm not saying I don't like it. I love it. I love it. You know, the attention's good, but it's good. I can't wait to do a show I was supposed to around like August with a few of my mates up down the city end. But the moment, like the day that we went back into lockdown was our concert and it just got called off and we were so annoyed. But like, we're going to replan this stuff. And once I got more music out, I think it's going to be really good for everyone to hear it, you know, in a live setting, since I want to make music that's enjoyed, you know, without like any phones. Like I hate going to a concert and then people are just like on their phones recording and not really enjoying the experience. And that's something that I'd love to provide in a live show. So I can't wait to do that. And yeah.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Luca, it's Faria here. Congratulations. You're so young and you're getting into what you love. That's real plus, right, at this stage
in your
life.
Thank you, I appreciate that, yeah.
Hey, I wanted to know, you said you wanted to go out and do some stuff with your friends. Are you friends in your band or are you employing people in the school, which will be awesome to work with people you really like, huh?
Yeah, well, it's funny you say that. None of my friends do music. I feel like I'm sort of in the process of finding my people in terms of that, finding people who I have like the same interests with, but it's not like I'm not friends with, you know, the people who don't do music. They're just like they're good people to be around, I guess.
They can just cheer you on, right?
Exactly. No, they're my fans. Like I'm their fans, and it's vice versa.
That's awesome.
Mainly, like when I came up with this track, it was 100% by me. Besides, like my vet music teacher, so I like having like full creative control over my work. So I get to make like the executive choices majority of the time, and I love it. So yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah, good luck with everything. I'm sure you're going to do amazing once you can get on stage and show you know how it is on live.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, Luca, we're going to bring the listeners now, Man Max, your new single, and yeah, we're going to play it. And as I said, Luca mentioned earlier, it's all about the inspiration he got from watching his dad do up his car and overcoming some of the journeys he's had with relationships, etc. Luca, question that I'm going to ask you afterwards is, what message do you have for young listeners out there wanting to pursue a career in music? What words of wisdom do you have for them? And then the last one I have is, where can people find you? So you can think about those two questions. We're going to bring Mad Max now, but where can they find you on YouTube or social media or whatever? What are your handles, etc.? This is Mad Max. Yep, and you can answer that question after the song. Stay tuned.
Oh, my bad. Alive 90.5.
Yeah. Jealousy leaking, skirt off in my will. Hennessy be what I'm drinking. When I shoot my shot, you best believe I call my swing. I can't stand you. Yeah, speed up in that Mad Max. Yeah, going so fast on that M1. Shopping your liability, making up some lies. Girl, I thought, why do I try? I keep comparing you to everybody, even though I know that you ain't better than like anybody. Need to get up on my ass instead of saying sorry. I'll never trust no bitch, she can treat you like a robbery.
Best life, mixing the vodka with Sprite, I dash. Book on the spot with a nice of the cash. Stony boy up in the cut, king of the city like that. My name's Zero, nice to meet you. You can bless yourself. 3199, I'm with my people. Only with local.
circles, cause the rest not A and see through. XB cool, I scud it. I got a GT waiting on a circuit. Yeah, yeah. Knocking his head and clocking all these veteran and he dropping dead and now he fucking heaven. If you family know what you mess with, I'm better than what anybody expected. Stay second to non-competition, the second composition. My opposition, he dimes and they searching, I rhyme till I'm lining his time legend in the making. I'm prime, 9 times 9. When I'm whipping 10 times out of 9, the A they game up, you ain't high as I ain't soft with your framer. Flowing like courage, a shot, a layup. Seeing the picture and picture like comic. Whoa, saving on gin and tonic. Whoa, running tracks like I'm Sonic. You are plagued in my bubonic. Seeing the picture and picture like comic. Whoa, saving on gin and tonic. Whoa, running tracks like I'm Sonic. You are plagued in my bubonic. Seeing the picture and picture like comic. Whoa, saving on gin and tonic. Whoa, running tracks like I'm Sonic. You are plagued in my bubonic.
Luca, you are so talented, definitely.
I had a little sneak. Sorry, Luca, you are so talented. I had a little sneak peek of your song before we came on, but just to hear that bass drop and you just rapping, oh my goodness, that was such an experience. You are so talented.
I appreciate that a lot, genuinely. So it's a bit early in the morning. I know my like tone, like my monotone voice is a bit enthusiastic, but trust me, the compliments you're giving me, I really appreciate it.
No, the vibes, really. Yeah. I was dancing to that. We're going to put it up on our story and everything. Yep.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, look at the questions that I had for you. Where can people find you on what socials? Where can they find you, your music, etc.?
So mainly I'm on Instagram. That's where I usually promote my stuff. But my handle for that is who is and then my full name. So Luca Siros. That's L-U-C-A. Well,
do you know, I was going to tag that, but I thought maybe somebody's trying to copy you and like they're trying to ask who is this
guy.
Nah,
that's
know?
It. That's it.
I found you. I followed you now. Just cool.
Awesome.
Easy.
No, great.
Yeah, that's the full name. I usually just use Instagram. Not really a fan of Twitter, but yeah, Instagram's my main way to go.
Awesome.
Yeah, so if you want to find more stuff about me, just go on there. And cool. If there's like one piece of advice that I could probably give to like, you know, young musicians, creatives, you know, artistic people who, you know, that they might be a bit disheartened with like the, like there's so many people doing creative stuff that people like, I personally start to like lose hope in myself sometimes. I'm like, am I really good enough for this? Like comparing myself to other people, feeling incompetent, but just don't panic if you haven't got, you know, everything figured out yet, because no one is really perfect in that sense. Like everyone's still trying to, you know, make their way in life. They're trying to figure out who they are in themselves. So just be persistent.
Excellent.
That's probably my advice.
That's really great advice.
And I hope you, I hope you keep going, because honestly, that music was fire.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah. No, awesome. Well, Luca, thank you so much. One day we'll get out to Melbourne and come pop in and come see you on the scene.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
But nah, thank you so much. And keep, as I said, love having you at Alive 90.5. And you're welcome anytime back. So let us know when you've got your album released and new songs. The other thing we'll do as well is we'll have a podcast available of this interview afterwards. So thank you. And we'll share on socials as well.
Awesome.
Are you on Facebook at all?
I have set up a page. I don't use it. But yeah, okay.
It's a
high school thing. They just got Insta.
I know. I need to get a TikTok page.
Yeah, we need to get a TikTok page. We do.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, thanks so much.
It was really good speaking with you guys.
Awesome.
I appreciate you taking the time out to, you know, speak to me. It was really good.
Excellent.
Thank you, Luca.
You take
care.
Thank you. And thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you. See ya.
Thank you.
Bye. That was Luca. And what a inspiration he is to all the young listeners out there, that you can follow your dreams and you can choose music as a career.
Mm.
And he's doing his year 12 as well.
I know. How crazy is that time? You know, both doing your year 12 like exam
A+ in music,
and then I know, basically.